rest of the story. The war was getting closer. Townspeople could hear the spatter of gunfire and the roaring of bombs in the distance. For a better look, hundreds climbed onto the roofs of railroad boxcars and automobiles. In no time, the fighting would be in their own streets, at their own doorsteps. This was late March. By early April, the bombers were flying almost directly overhead. The town was showered with leaflets warning civilians to evacuate. But nobody did. And here was an even bigger problem. The town itself was on the border of two countries, smack dab on the border, divided right down the middle. American bomber pilots knew that half the town was war zone, the other half was neutral. They knew where the line was drawn. Sort of. In the heat of battle, one street, one store looks pretty much like another. Now it's April 2nd. American pilot Patrick Murphy is cruising the front, preparing for his bombing run. There are no fighter planes in the air, only bombers, them and us. Suddenly, the enemy force, for some reason unexplained to this day, veers off course, out over the neutral zone. The American bombers pursue. Pilot Pat Murphy's bombardier is getting nervous. He calls forward. There's no radio communication. So now he's gesturing, frantically stabbing his thumb at the ground. Murphy glances back, looks down. His target, he thinks. Somehow he has miscalculated, but now finds himself directly over his target. He signals to the bombardier, who in turn jettisons a solitary dynamite fragmentation bomb, and then another, and then another, and below the American bomber, all hell breaks loose. Windows shatter in a grocery, a pharmacy, a dry goods store, an automobile is blown up, a cameraman, war correspondent from Ohio is wounded, along with a refugee, and all of this in the neutral half of the town. The Associated Press fires reports to every corner of the globe. An American bomber pilot flying off course has unwittingly bombed neutral territory. Washington goes crazy. For 3 days, it's on the front page of the New York Times. You see, nothing like this has ever happened before. But once upon a time, in the spring of 1929, Mexico went to war. And among the Mexican states in revolt was Sonora, which shared its northern border with the United States state of Arizona. And so it was that American mercenaries offered their services to the Mexican government to help put down the revolution. But one of those mercenaries, an American pilot named Patrick Murphy, on the second day of April, made history when flying his two-seater travel air biplane. He lost his way and inadvertently bombarded the Arizona town of Naco. Now, history books tell us that the only time the 48 contiguous United States were ever bombed from the air was in September of 1942, when a Japanese incendiary bomb found its way to a mountainside in Oregon. That's what the history books say. Now you know the rest of the story.